Hello, everyone. This is Daryl Weatherly, and I would like to speak to you about biblical scriptural meditation. I believe we've all been exposed to the idea of meditation more from a standpoint of what we call Western meditation, which is essentially a way to try to intellectually think about or ascend, or in Eastern meditation, where the concept is to sort of empty your mind. We're not talking about those two types of meditation today. What we're talking about is biblical, scriptural meditation. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters.'" So the way God created the heavens and the earth is he spoke. And today what we're going to talk about is how we can participate with God in speaking his word. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Listen to that. "And the Word was God." So God and His Word are one and the same. And then it continues, "He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made." So everything we see, everything we do not see, was made by God through His Word. So again, God and His Word are the same. So when we make a personal commitment to devote our time to speaking His Word, we're actually having a personal encounter with Him in the spirit realm of His kingdom. In this way, we're actually participating with God in declaring what He has said. Psalm 1:1-5 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night." He meditates day and night. "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." So the Lord is telling us what to do to prosper, which is to meditate day and night on his word. And I know that each of us, we have our daily activities, our daily routines, things we're involved in, where we work. That can be difficult. That can be very difficult to meditate day and night. But it is possible, especially just staying in an attitude of meditation and prayer as whatever you're doing. But I would like to also give you a way to participate and meditate by hearing God's word and saying God's word. Again, in Joshua 1:8-9, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." So I encourage you, after you listen to this introduction, that you click on the link below called Scriptural Meditation. And what you will hear is the word being spoken in little short sections, and then there will be a blank so that you can repeat the word that was just spoken. It is very important to speak the word with your mouth. Again, Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth." So you could just listen to these scriptures, But that is not nearly as powerful as being able to say the word with your mouth. So I encourage you, when you're in your car or and you're in bed going to sleep, or when you are waking up, or just any time when you're sitting in your easy chair, to play this and participate in God's word by hearing and speaking his word with your mouth. Devotion to the Lord is not a passive activity. It is our responsibility to press in and to develop our relationship with the Lord. It is my prayer that scriptural meditation will bring you to a closer relationship with the Lord, and you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success.